This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
His name is Clark Watkins. It's a new day. I'm Rhett Palmer, the host, and glad you're tuned in. Clark Watkins died and came back from heaven. Hit by two cars, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So we got a lot to talk about today. At that time, you were an atheist or an agnostic?
I wasn't an atheist. I just really didn't believe in God.
That would be under the I think the heading of agnostic. Not really sure.
I never grew up with God in my household, really, or
really
acknowledged anything like that. There wasn't anything against, but it was just a neutral situation.
But this accident would change your life. How does somebody get hit by two cars? And then we're going to ask, how do you survive?
Right. I was there was a Honda Accord. It went off onto the curb and hit me, and it struck me and pushed me into the other, hit me into the other lane. And the second car was a Dodge Durango, and it hit me head on. I actually have a Dodge Ram symbol in my forehead. It's embedded.
Look, that's the Dodge Ram thing, man. Wow. Yeah, oh, my word. That's bizarre, huh?
Yeah, I got all the scars.
I'm amazed you didn't die. I mean, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
It must have not been your time.
I wasn't supposed to. Yeah, I definitely wasn't.
So you get hit by these two cars. Why? How'd you get hit? Were you crossing the street? What's the story?
I was standing by the, by the road, and they came over and launched up, and it hit me and knocked me in the other lane, and
oh, my word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I know of a young lady recently. She was on her motorcycle. She hit a little car, making a turn, the car in front of her. I believe it was a turn. And so she falls over.
Yeah.
Well, she was okay. But it was then that the other car came along and ran over her and killed her,
Yeah.
So, this is a picture of you, huh?
Yeah, there's a photo of it. I got
near death. You look, oh, my word. That means you have something breathing.
I died. I died. I was in the road there. It cracked my skull. It broke my neck. It broke my clavicle. My elbow came out right here. I have a hole right there. All my left ribs were smashed. I had a contusion to the heart from my rib. My pelvis broke. And I had two collapsed lungs. So I have two holes in my sides.
Yeah.
And
I'm surprised you survived, because I had collapsed lungs when I was younger, and that happened the second one. It was something else, but the doctor said if they both go at the same time, you're dead. How come you didn't die with two collapsed lungs?
That is a question. I'm not a doctor, but that's
okay,
the impact happens.
Now you die.
Okay, I die right there in the road.
Did they proclaim you dead?
Oh, yeah. They called for the morgue to come pick me up, and as they were getting me all prepared to take me, I guess there was a guy in the road, and he my cuts aren't surgical in my side. A guy came up, he was a doctor, and he took over and was like,
so he poked the holes in your body. I had that done.
Yeah, he poked the holes.
People don't know that when you have a collapsed lung, they actually take a spear and so he had the sense, here you are.
Yes.
On the ground.
Yes.
Supposedly dead, and he punctured my sides to put so the bad air could get out.
Right, exactly.
That's a miracle. That's how you survive. Wow.
That's part.
That's crazy.
And then they rerouted, and then they called a trauma hawk to come pick me up. I guess apparently the guy held my sides and breathed oxygen into my body, so it didn't.
Who is this man? Do you know him?
I've never heard.
You've got to find this guy.
Yeah, I've heard. There's several people.
Well, you'll find him when you see him in heaven. He'll have a crown on his
head. Oh yeah, for sure, definitely.
Oh my word! Yeah. So in the meantime, while this is all going on,
yes,
you've gone somewhere else. Tell us what happened.
Okay, so the last thing when I got hit by the first car, my equilibrium was off. Everything was just wavy, and I couldn't see. And then I heard the screeching tires, which was the Dodge. And the last thing I remember seeing was that Dodge symbol, and then, bam, the impact. When I felt the impact, I didn't feel any pain.
I'm sorry for seeing the funny side.
No, you're fine. Yeah.
You know, I'm sure this happens to you. Yeah. It's like the Dodge Ram. You know, it's kind of biblical. You know?
I know. Once you learn the knowledge.
You must be particularly appointed and anointed or something. This is wild.
Yeah, so.
God loved Abraham so much that he provided the ram.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Never thought about that. So.
And if he hadn't provided the ram to you, you may never come to know him.
Yeah. That's a fact.
Whew.
That's a fact. That's the blessing of it all. I could have died right there. He could have took me.
Oh, yeah.
And I would have never known Christ. I would have never known Jesus. I would have never known anything about the Holy Spirit and the power and, you know, the part of my purpose and destiny. So, but yeah, everything went black. And to my surprise, after that was the peace that I felt and the lightness that I felt. And all of a sudden I was over water.
So you're flying like over water? Or?
Yeah, I was just kind of hovering. It felt like I was hovering over water. It was water beyond sight. There was just a still peace in the air, and you could just, I'm looking down because I'm confused. Naturally, I'm confused, and I'm looking down, and I notice as I'm looking down, there's water all beneath.
Well, so you're standing. You're not flying.
Well, no, there's
not. You're not prostrate. You're like this, standing up straight.
So right.
You thought.
So I thought, right. And until when I looked down at the water to see there was no body, I had no form. I was looking for, I kind of panicked a little bit because I was looking for my arms and my legs and my body, my body. And then what caught my attention next was I felt like a mist, like a mist. I looked up and it was the cloud, and I started hearing this sound from a distance, like a roar. As I spoke with you on the phone, it sounded like a Woodstock concert, how people are just raving and just, you know, can't wait for the star to come out.
And I told you I was at Woodstock.
Yeah.
Cool.
So
you hear this roar of a crowd.
Right. And,
but it's not negative. It's positive.
No, it's positive. It was uplifting. It was very uplifting.
These people are there
intriguing.
To welcome you?
Yes. That's exactly. Now, as I was going forward slowly, I seen a cliff. I just seen it in the horizon, and once I got close, I realized it was a cliff. And on the cliff was
were they on the other side of the cliff?
No, they were all standing on the edge.
Okay. All right,
and it was people beyond sight. I mean, there were people beyond sight. I mean, it was just like almost a sea of people, and everybody was smiling and so welcoming, and they were clapping and so happy to see me, and. There's no description on this earth of love than as to what I felt in that moment. I felt so loved, so loved and so welcomed. I actually felt like I was home, if that makes any sense.
I actually had a visitation years ago of that in the middle of the night. I woke up and felt like a flood was coming out of my heart.
Yeah.
It was almost, well, I didn't even know the Bible then. I was a new Christian.
Right.
And I walked into the other room and I was flooded with love.
Yeah.
And so much so that I was, you might say, inebriated or drunk with love. I mean, just filled with love. Maybe those are bad terms to use. But I realized suddenly, just put a robe on me. I just want to go. I'll love everybody. But suddenly I knew. I said, well, if this stays, I won't even eat because of this. I said, I can't stay here and have this, you know. And so all of a sudden it slowly went down my body.
Yeah.
Down my stomach, out my legs, and was gone. But somebody said it's like a down payment of God.
And that's funny.
Now, for me, that's helped me sometimes because I have a hard time, you know, I'm afraid of death, scared of things, why things go the way they do. And I said, well, I was just thinking of it the other day. So you saw these people and you felt the same love.
Yeah, there's no description of the welcome that I felt here. I've never felt that welcomed here on earth ever in my entire life. I've never felt that feeling here.
I don't know. I still like being here a lot.
Yeah.
I they say that there's no tears in heaven. Well, I like tears because I like laughter. And I like valleys because I like mountaintops. And I like mountaintops because I like valleys. And, you know, I'm kind of worried that you're going to go to a place where, you know, everything's going to be perfect all the time. That kind of scares me, you know. But
It's a scary thing.
If I hadn't had that visitation of love, I'd be even more scared.
Yeah, it's a scary thing in a sense, but it's so much more real. You know,
they say that. They say there it's more real than here.
It's more real than here. What you think?
Seriously?
What you think and you see how things are here when you see that that was the biggest effect for me, was to see the contrast of there and here. And I can tell you, going from there
to back to here,
to
your wet, soggy body. Oh my word! They say that's not pleasant.
And
huh?
I'll get to that. I'll get to that.
Now, in the meantime, we're back at the crowd, and all these people—hundreds of thousands, not millions of people—are all gathering you with love. And did they have their hands outstretched, or they're just smiling?
Everybody was smiling. People were clapping. Everybody. Some people were raising their arms, just so happy to see me. And it felt genuine, like it was real.
Now, did the crowd start to spread apart? Because you said there's going to be one lone figure, who we believe was Jesus, right?
Yes.
Was standing there. How did that happen? I mean,
the crowd didn't spread apart. There was a little space for me to come down to, and I came down too. And I can see the same people that were, like, I can close my eyes and imagine the faces that I've seen. There was a black woman, there was an Asian guy, there was white people, there was all different races, but there was this man that was in front of me, and he was about my skin color.
Yep, well, Jesus would be. He was not white, he was not black, he was, you know, because you're quarter black, quarter Cherokee, and half?
I'm Swedish.
Swedish?
Cherokee Indian, Cherokee, and African-American. My father's mixed.
And they say that people don't realize that Jesus was, you know, which is kind of perfect.
Right.
That God would send his son to a place where he can't pigeonhole him, like, you're black, you're white, you know, he's Mid-Eastern.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, granted, I didn't know anything about the Bible. I've never read the Bible before prior to this. I've never read about the stories of Jesus or
you don't know anything about it.
I have no idea what I'm experiencing.
Wow.
So, you know, but the first thing I noticed was his eyes. His eyes were just, they drew me in. His eyes alone said so much. Like, his eyes were, I was.
Love personified?
Just, it's hard to say. I was just so focused in on his eyes. And he was smiling at me. And I started to communicate with him. Now, what freaked me out when I heard his voice, his lips weren't moving. He was smiling. It was almost as if he was synced to me.
Yeah.
Or connected. It was, you know, it was a very, very odd thing. And he greeted me and said hello. And he said my name. He said, Clark. He said, I have a plan for you.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.